Yeah, I was gonna say it's three. You want to get him rolling?
He's going to roll.
We do have a quorum, however,
Mr. Gillespie, the chairman, tendered his resignation on the 4th of December. Mr. Crewe is the vice chair, and without him being present, we can elect a chairman pro tempore just to chair this meeting, and I'll entertain motions to nominate persons for chairman pro temp.
I'll nominate Mr. Pressman.
I'll second.
Any other nominations?
I want Mr. Robotic.
There's no second for that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let the record reflect that the members present constituting quorum elected temporary chairman, Mr. Chuck Presley.
So if I'm going to read, if I'm reading off of this one?
Yes, sir. This is a recess meeting, so technically this is the same meeting that we had earlier in the month, and we're just continuing from the same agenda. The plan was to go into executive session and address the county attorney issue. I did have a couple things that have come up since then I'd like to ask the board for action on. First is I was just handed a fair housing certification. We were awarded an urgent needs grant for $597,000 to buy generators for the PSA. This money is coming from federal FEMA funds, so we have to do all kinds of things to make federal people happy for these funds. And one is that we have to pass this fair housing certification. Whereas the Tassau County Board of Supervisors has been offered and intends to accept federal funds authorized under the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, and whereas recipients of the funding under the act are required to take action to affirmatively further fair housing. Therefore, the Tassau County Board of Supervisors agrees to take at least one action to affirmatively further fair housing each grant year during the life of this project funded with community development block grant funds. The action taken will be selected from a list provided by the Virginia Department of Housing and Community Development. What we have done in the past is advertise that people have the right to file claims if they're being discriminated against based on their race, religion, and other things. There's a whole host of things that really don't cost us any money that we have to do. We have to post fair housing rights at our workplace and things like that. So I'm asking you so that we can accept this grant that we approve this fair housing certification, Mr. Chairman.
I move that we approve fair housing certification as presented.
All right. Everybody's heard that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All against? Motion passes.
Subject to the same grant, we now have an agreement before us that we have to approve between the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors and the Tazewell County PSA. We applied for generators that were about $600,000. We were awarded $597,000. That's the cost of the generators. There will be some costs in installing them. They're getting a number for that at the PSA. I don't think it'll exceed 10% of the grant. We have talked to the grant agency and asked them, you know, could we do five generators instead of six if that number comes in really high? They said that they'd be happy to consider that. But before we can proceed, we have to agree that whatever the shortfall is, the Board of Supervisors will make it up. Essentially, that we will see that these generators are installed. So I would need a motion to enter into an agreement between the Tazewell County PSA and the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors with respect to the urgent needs flood grant for the PSA generators.
So moved.
Well, the PSA can't afford this themselves? I'll second that motion.
All right. We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All against? Motion passes.
I have no idea. The Jan Cordell and Daryl Cole and Dave White picked them out and priced them out. So Jan would probably know, or somebody at the PSA will know. One other item, I had polled the board previously regarding a application for flood housing. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has a flood housing project that's available, and we can apply for up to $3 million for housing for flood victims in Richlands. Mr. Holt and Senator Hackworth approached the county with this 2 weeks ago. and said that the deadline is this Friday to put this application in. And we need a resolution supporting the IDA's application to the Resilient Virginia Revolving Fund Category 1B grant for $3 million to construct homes for flood victims in Richlands. I don't know that we'll get the grant, but the window is closing, and Richlands has asked us to help them with this grant. This authorizes the IDA to put in the application. You may remember that some time ago we designated the IDA as our local housing authority. Counties with certain populations are allowed to do that. So this will authorize the IDA to apply for this grant. If we get the grant, it will install these homes. You will then sell them at a discount to the flood victims. And as that money comes in, we are obligated to use that money to build more flood relief homes.
Great. So moved.
I'll second.
All right. Heard the motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Motion passes.
And I promise that's all I have that was.
So what is the next move right now? Just we need a motion to go into executive session.
We need a motion to go into executive session for the items identified on the agenda.
I have an appointment that I would like to make. I would like to reappoint Richard Smith to the Tazewell County PSA.
Second.
We heard the motion and the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against? Motion passes. All right, so now I guess we need a motion to go into executive session. You have the
when we come out, we'll have it. We'll find it.
All right. Need a motion and a second to go into executive session.
I'll move that we move to executive closed meeting as presented in the agenda. And I'd also like to include any other personnel in the room that we deem necessary to have with us.
Second.
All right, we heard the motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against? Motion passed. Now we're in executive session. Oh, man. Aaron, it's weird not having you up here, man.
All righty, you're calling us back to order. Whereas the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors convene an executive closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative vote in accordance with the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Board of Supervisors that such executive closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors hereby certifies to the best of each member's knowledge, one, that only public business matters lawfully exempted from the open meeting requirements by Virginia law were discussed in an executive closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors. The chairman called for a roll call vote with the following votes hereby recorded.
All right, roll call vote. Supervisor Plaster?
Aye.
Supervisor Presley? Aye. Supervisor Rabate?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that the minutes reflect that Supervisor Curry joined the board during executive session, but then had to leave before the conclusion of the executive session.
All right, I think we have a few motions, don't we?
Mr. Chairman, I think based on our discussions in executive session, a motion would be in order to approve a short 6-month extension for the convenience area rental site with Barnes and Linda Kidd for $600 a month for 6 months beginning January 1st and ending June 30th.
I'll put that in the form of a motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All against? All right, motion passes.
I'll also make a motion that we allow the county administrator to go into negotiations with both candidates from our interviews today in regards to the county attorney position.
Motion's been made.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, all against? Motion passed. Don't we have one for, what do we have there? Don't we have a, do we do Baptist rally?
No. We did.
We did, okay.
I think that's it.
I can't. I'm
if there's any other business.
Is there any other business to be handled this moment?
Mr. Chairman, no, we're scheduled to, I think it's the 5th
yes.
of January, is that correct?
Yes.
Do we still want to stay with that date, or are we willing to bump that out a little bit? We have a lot of staff that's going to be off the week before that, and I really don't know.
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Let's plan it for now in case we need to change it. How many days do we need? 4 days? No, 3 days?
We need to do it now if we're going to do it.
I mean, we don't have to. I'm just telling you, it's not going to be a whole lot on that agenda.
What do y'all think?
I'm sorry, 6th.
Yeah, I think it's decent. Do you want to push it out a week?
I'm gonna do, Kurt? I'm good, I have a stress test that day, so I mean, I'm...
If anything happens on the first, you want us to go ahead and change it then, or should we just say the 6th now, or go 16th, or I mean, the 12th?
I would ask if it's possible to do the 13th, because that gives our people time to... A lot of our people save their vacation days to the end of the year, and there's just not a lot that's gonna happen between the end of this week and the 1st of January, and I'd hate for us to assemble just for the sake of assembling.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that, does that work with you?
I'll make the motion that we adjourn until December, I mean, January 13th, 2026.
Is there a second?
Well, wait, before we go any further, I mean, nobody's here, you got, you know, two board members absent. If we want to really shake things up, we can make some crazy motions right now.
Well, hold the adjournment then. Is there any other business?
What do y'all want to get done? Let's do it right now. Jim's got pen in hand. He's ready to go. I see the rule coming out as well. Well, if y'all don't want to have fun, I'll go ahead and second Ms. Plaster.
All right. We got a motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All against, say nay. Motion passes.